Hello everyone, معكم بشرة and this is بشرة Talks Podcast, the show where we talk about different topics and learn to think outside the box. Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. Today I'm here with a guest, it's Amira. Hi Amira Karaki.
Hello guys, how are you?
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Things with you?
Alhamdulillah, بخير. I hope everyone who's listening, they're doing well.
Okay, by the way, Amira is an Algerian, obviously, who lives in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So, Amira, tell us more about yourself.
So, by the way, I'm someone who hates presenting himself or herself, but let me try to do something decent. So, my name is Amira, and I'm Algerian, من وهران. And I study fashion design in Istanbul, Turkey. And it's been 2 years that I'm away from my home country. And that's it. I think that's quite a good start. They will get to know me through the podcast. That's the classical presentation that you use with the strangers.
Yeah, I think that was enough. So today's topic, I think it's the most requested one. Yeah, I need to be on Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, ملين زيدو, the first thing is like we have a relationship with our mom. Wait, even before من زيدو, we have a relationship inside our mom with her, so it's vital. It's vital.
Exactly. ما بيش ولا تشي داكور avec moi بصح جينا بخيرهم باللي كاع لي بروميير غولاسيون تاعنا كانوا توكسيك.
Why do you think so? What make you say?
I don't know. I نشوف شغل
is it out of experience. كنكون صغار.
Maybe, exactly, parce que من عرفوش و on peut pas vraiment distinguer و نقولو هادي is toxic و هاد لعبت مليح هاد لعبت مش مليح, so نطيحو في الفخ كما قال لي.
Yeah, true. I think كي نكونو صغار ندخلو في دي relation because we don't know, we're not choosing the people. But I think the more we grow up, we choose the people we wanna be with. بس كي تكون صغير كتكون هكا في ليكول وتلقى هكا واحد صاحبك تحاول تلعب معاه, like you don't care who is this person, what does this person do, what are their goals and everything. You see, you just kind of wanna socialize. It's out of socializing, which is also a vital need for humans.
Yes,
but if you are,
so I think you got it.
Sorry, you said.
I think you got it. We'll be talking about unhealthy / toxic relationships.
Yeah. A small disclaimer. J'ai envie de préciser que when we talk about toxic relationships, we don't only mean... Before saying we don't mean, you should know that this is like from a personal experience. Even though I read some books and I read some articles, it's not enough to be professional. So this is out of experience, with very modest experience. Me, let's see it more like you are chatting with a friend. راك تحكي في الاكسبيريونس تاعك, which I know believe somehow some people will relate and some people will see themselves in what I'm gonna say. And the second thing, we should precise also, but the toxic relationship, it's not only about romantic relationships. It can be with a friend, with a family member, a colleague who works with you. So let's just be clear about this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right. So before anything, I want to ask you, Amira, how important are relationships to you?
Yani relationships, c'est Anna, je trouve ça genre c'est même pas une question qui I think it's vital et c'est important pour la survie تاعنا على بالك بها, genre l'humain كنت تحطه وحده for 1 month he would, let's take a good example, the confinement, the freaking confinement, شتي كي حسينا like a moment في البداية رشقتنا قلنا oh yes I like it غادي نقعد وحدي إتو بلاد أبخي إنسان يقنط and he just can't he's meant to live in society this is what make us humans so I think relationships are very very important for our emotional well-being and for our survival and it's also strong relationships mostly they contribute to a long healthy happy life and vice versa a toxic or unhealthy let's call it unhealthy relationship leads to a mediocre life so that's how important relationships are for us let not just for me for everyone even an introvert ولا انسان اللي ما يبغيش الغاشي سوا ديزون it's important for him to have some few people in his life otherwise he just won't survive it
That's exactly باسكو علاقه ما يكون العبدوي وانا امن انتروفيرت وما نحبش الناس ونحب نريح وحدي و جو سوي دون ما زون دو كونفور ما تقدرش لايك يو جاست كانت يو كانت جاست ليف بلا ما يكون عندك ما يكون عندك كونتاكت مع الناس
تروح تاع بيتك ولا بيتك ولا فور اكزامبل بيت شري ماكله وير دو يو جو يو جاست بوب ات نو يو غانا جو تو سمون هو سيل فود سو يو نيد هيومنز يو نيد اذر بيبل ان يور It is kind of a relationship. Exactly. You are, genre, it's an encounter. So it matters. Relationships are... how there is an adjective for it, like... vital. Yeah, let's say vital. You need it to survive. Mm-hmm. So yeah. That's how important they are for me. What about you?
Actually, same. Je suis une personne qui... نحب نريح وحدي نحب روحي جي توجور بزوان هذاك المومون نريح وحدي بصح كيما قلتي سي لو كونفينمون والله غير سي لو كونفينمون كيما بروفي بلي ما نقدرش نعيش بلا الناس الناس اللي تتلاقاهم في لافاك وتقول لهم صباح الخير وانت ما تعرفهمش they are important في حياتك لو كان ما يوليوش كاينين جوغ حتحس حاجه ناقصه
true that's very true والله لانيشان سي فري سي فري
so باش ندخلوا شويه للتام اميره what is your definition of a toxic relationship كيفاش تقدري تقولي زعما تكوني في غولاسيون با تقولي هذا غولاسيون
صح شوفي انا I think I want to precise something I don't believe in toxic pardon I kind of don't like the word toxic relationship and I mostly hate when people say toxic people or toxic person I personally d'accord c'est très personnel I don't believe there is toxic people I believe we have toxic behaviors
exactly
and,
yeah
yeah donc c'est je trouve que dolm شويه dolm انك تقول بلي بلي هذا الانسان is toxic parce que انت ثاني I'm sure you have some toxic behaviors اللي ما تشوفهمش après هاد الاشياء it's very relative Some people, yeah. they tend to have more unhealthy or dysfunctional behaviors than others. So yes, I would say, right. so before, yeah, I just wanted to precise it that there is no toxic people. There is a toxic or unhealthy relationships. I think we can define it in my personal experience by how much this relationship affects your peace of mind. I don't know. Anna, je sens que had indicator. It was always something that helped me go back to the road. Genre, à chaque fois qu'on fait une relation, a friend, a family member, and especially I had like kind of a bad experience with friends. I would always say, "Oh, this person is kind of affecting my mood, is affecting how I'm feeling today, or is affecting my productivity, or even though it's something I can't control." من بقول نكرهوا لي جون لي كي نو زونتور يتحكموا في الفيلينغز تاعنا somehow so I think I would define it as how much this is very personal by the way how much it affects my peace of mind this is how I would define it otherwise there are like some rules that I think we should go back to them after but this is how I would define it It's very related exactly. to my peace of mind. Yeah.
Yes. عندك الحق باسكو on peut pas généraliser ما نقدرش نجيبو هاد العبد ونقولو عليه ماشي مليح. I read somewhere بلي we're all toxic in someone's life like yeah. someone's story.
Yeah, true.
انا مسيحة انا كتاب صح. There's كما قلتي toxic behaviors. ما كانش exactly. عبد toxic.
وتبالي انسان اللي يقعد حسب روحه باللي هو ما يغلطش وهو ما يعملش، تبالي هو اللي هو اللي مخبزها كيما نقولوا والله والله باسكو على بالك هذا الانسان اللي تالمو انتو هيم سيلف هي نيفر كويستشن هيم سيلف جو اين غلط ما يقولش اه بالك انا غلط، لا هذاك انسان هو اللي غلط. So you always should question yourself before ما تغادري هذاك هو دار لي وهذاك عمل لي وهذيك دارت لي وهذيك عملت لي. What is your definition of toxic relationship?
زي ما قلت لك I just do believe that كاين toxic behaviors. Okay بصح moi je pense qu'il y a des signes يكونوا في لا ريلاسيون شغلي كليني يعطيولك من بعيد يقول لك هذاك العبد is not for you and it's not gonna work. If while everyone does unhealthy things, sometimes we can all learn to love better by recognizing unhealthy signs and shifting to healthy behaviors. So if you are seeing unhealthy signs in your relationship, it's important to not ignore it and just understand that تقدر جوا هذيك هذوك البيهيفيرز تغضبك عليهم يبعدوا جوا هذاك العبد يزيد يبعد وتكون حاجه صغيره ومن بعد تولي في حاجه كبيره باسكو لايك وي سي سامتايمز بيبل ان ريليشنشيب واحد يضربهم مع واحد يحقرهم بصح اسكو من بعد نقولوا انت مهبوله وعلاش راكي تخرجي مع واحد يضربك بصح في البدايه ما كانش يضربها في البدايه كان معها بيان وبعد يبدا يعيط عليها وبعد يبدا يطيح لها وبعد يبدا يضربها بشويه برك وبعد يبدا بالكف وبعد يولي يسيل لها الدم. That's it. كانت من الاول على this unhealthy behaviors حيت خلاص عليك هذيك سو ايفو جامي انيوري جامي جامي انيوري هذوك لي سيني اللي بانوا من بعيد في ال... في لي بروميير طون.
على بالك most people who are in abusive because there's difference between toxic relationship and abusive relationship, okay? And one of the signs of toxic relationship, it's an abuse in any kind of way, physical, emotional, and sexual. Most of them, هذاك بلي ما يحسوش بيها كي دوري تقريها كقريت شحال من تيمونياج تاع plusieurs personnes, women and men, they talk about their experience, they say بلي في البداية I didn't notice, genre j'ai pas remarqué حتى بالك my friends they would see the behavior. You think that's normal that this person did this? He'd go, no, man, this is how he is. This is how she is. And we tend to normalize it. ما نحسوش بها كي نكون اش طفيك صايره صراحه كي تكون تجري تكون حامي وتطيح ما تحسش بالضربه حتى تبرد تبدا تدور في ديك البلاصه. I think it's the same thing with abuse, especially emotional abuse, because it starts with emotional abuse and then it it escalates to physical and sexual stuff.
Right. Tout à fait. And Amira, what do you think are the signs to a toxic relationship?
Sophie, first thing, it's abuse. كنا نهضروا عليه. Any kind of abuse. If you are, Sophie, هذه يقولوها لكاع most of, toutes les gens qui sont experts dans people who are experts in relationships and people who study behaviors and societies and how humans generally like behave, you look abuse. When you see abuse, you take your fucking can I curse by the way?
Of course.
Okay, take your freaking, let's make it freaking, your freaking sneakers and get the fuck away from this person. Because it is شوف c'est pas quelque chose I mean شوفي j'ai pas envie I have a bit of a different opinion. I mean, people change, okay?
Yeah.
But some stuff doesn't change. If someone abuses you physically, you shouldn't stay with this person. There is no excuse to this person. Even if this person après تبدلوا لي انسان مليح, but it's not with you. Or same for girls. Maybe بوحنا ما عندناش في الجزائر حتى تصوت واحد. Mostly abuse is from a man to a woman. D'accord? Physical abuse. Donc, I would say first red flag is abuse in any sort of way. I would say second thing is humiliation. إنسان اللي طيح من قدرك طيح من قدرك at the same time تكونوا هكا في جماعة and he would kind of put you down or make you feel bad in front of people or call you names.
Exactly.
I think this is also a very bad sign. You should not ignore it. Because someone who loves you, he would not do this. Just keep it in mind. Someone even he would always like to see you like at your best. And my cat is wait, just like open the door for him. Super annoying. Go have a life. And so I would say for a second point is humiliation, and third one, control. And control, I think, is a very tricky point.
Yeah, control and possessiveness. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's mostly possessiveness.
Yeah.
It's mostly possessiveness. Because, like, this, if this person starts telling you what to do, Chupi, there's a difference. There's a difference between someone advising you. Because this is your partner, okay? If we are talking about romantic relationship, cette personne, il te donne l'opinion. Anna, par exemple, tu penses à ouvrir un projet, par exemple, et this person tell you, listen, like, it might not, like, this way, maybe you should do this, it would be better. That's super different from someone who goes, this is not the same thing, okay? So if that person, like, imply or kind of put rules on you, or, for example, tell you what to wear, and we tend to have this
et surtout, Amira, on normalise la chose. On normalise le fait.
On normalise la chose.
Ou la parent, si contrôle même la relation entre les enfants et les parents, elle peut être toxique.
Yes, parents too, they can be very, especially parents. Parents, they can be very, very, very possessive over you. Parce que انا بوك وانا موك نعرف now you should listen to me. بغيتك خير تاعك. And they are right. I mean, parents تاعنا. شوفي بالك parents ماشي كيما your partner because parents we are sure باللي intentions تاعهم are good. D'accord? I mean, normal parents, 90% of parents. D'accord? كاين اللي they are شويه طقطقين في راسهم. بصح they mostly like think about society, because our society, we're not gonna lie to ourselves, is a bit sick when it comes to women outside wearing stuff. They would they would like come and I don't know, touch you or even يعتدوا عليك ولا يستغسل ولا. So I feel like, yeah, I feel when our parents do this kind of des remarques, c'est out of fear. Mais après, il y a des parents qui sont merdiques. Ouais. Après, il y a des parents qui, they just want to control you and tell you how to be and how to dress. And this is bad. This is bad, mm-hmm. And you should speak up.
Qui me dit, il y a mon père toujours, c'est que même est-ce qu'on ouvert d'esprit fait de la société, il faut que tu t'adaptes avec elle. Je peux pas. Mon père, il n'a pas de problème si je m'habille, je sais pas, je mets une jupe, un short, un décolleté. Il n'a vraiment pas de problème. Il a de problèmes qui est de la société. You know what I mean? Parce que je suis blanc.
Exactement.
Je suis dire, je suis ouvert d'esprit. Il a une jupe ou une jupe. Il y a une jupe. Je suis blanc. That's all. It's not even worth it. Like, enough there. Je suis
pas dit que je suis blanc. انا جيم با جوي هذيك تاع لا فيكتيميزاسيون ولا فام جو انا ويحقروني اكشلي لايك يجو يحقروك تاع صح تي فوا سكو جو دير ماشي ميم تي ماكش حابه تجيبي دار روحك دير سم وومن اي دون نو شي لافز تو شو هير سكين اند ذات سو فوكين اوكي بصح ذا ثينج از حنا بيبل كان دي وود كوم اند دي وود هيرت يو
اكزاكتلي
ميم سي انت نيتك واغلب النساء وين دي دريس نيتهم بون اي ام نوت توكين اباوت ايفري وان بات I mean, I'm just hot, and I wanna wear shorts. Doesn't mean I'm a whore, and you should come. And this is an invitation. It's not.
Sauf que on est obligé de s'adapter à la société où on est en train de vivre.
Exactly.
Okay, عايشة في الجزائر بصيف عليك. Exactly. عليك تتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتتت
maman, elle me disait toujours que les bintis ont vécu dans une société de frustrés. I mean, they see you, if you are walking outside, she used to say this, if you are walking outside, they would just picture you naked and imagine stuff. And the one that's true, sometimes when you're I mean, I عشت في الجزائر. عشت حال 19 عام في الجزائر. I mean, I'm mostly like Algerian. I lived in the society.
كنت في
ساحة المعركة. با في ديك بردة ما دون في فامي غيش ولا با دو تو شعبية. أي جو تقد كتمشي تحسي هذيك لا بيرسون with his eyes.
ينحي لك في قبشك literally.
راه يكون بعيني. والله لما كنت تكوني غير انت و that person he would يعتدي عليك normal. This is how I feel. والله العظيم. خرجنا شوية على السوجي but the thing with parents. With parents, I think that's why they do this. But still, you should speak up. And when they are controlling you like so much, man, how do you get clothes? Sometimes they go like what you should study and who you should be friend with and how and you should talk and that's toxic. You are fading. You are just a reflection
exactly.
of who they want you to be.
Revenons à nos moutons. There are some signs, and we also have signs li banu kima li khid'ak, li kdeb alik, li like he's been abusive. Kima
kulti.
There are also some things that are a little bit harder to detect, such as possessiveness, especially when someone is jealous,
pressure.
Point. Yeah,
I think.
So I was telling, especially when someone is jealous to a point where they try to control you, who you spend time with, and what you do. While jealousy is a normal, like human emotion, it becomes unhealthy when it causes someone to control or lash out at you. كان يلحقوا ما من accusing their partner of flirting or cheating or even going so far as to stalk the person. So, it's
true.
Often يقول لك, أنا possessive because I'm just being overprotective or I have really strong feelings for someone. But no, I mean, it's still toxic. Don't try to control my life. L'excuse c'est oui, moi parce que bzaf attaché and I'm just being overprotective. Non merci. We have to say no to that.
Yeah, you should say no. Yeah, you should learn to make boundaries, to draw boundaries between you. Otherwise, this person would always test themselves.
Wow.
Femme-t-i? I think also something important, pressure. This person would always put pressure on you. For example, they won't respect your pace. Par exemple, il y a des gens qui, for example, you don't want to be in relationship fast. Okay, you don't feel well and you just want to take your time to know this person. This person will always be like, no, you should be in relationship with me because, genre, cette personne ne te laisse pas être. Tu vois ce que je veux dire? They would always put pressure on you and make you feel bad about not giving them what they want. So this is also a tricky one.
Oui, mais c'est ce qu'on appelle aussi la manipulation. Parce que...
It
usually happens when someone tries to control your decisions, actions or emotions. Comme tu as dit, genre, t'as besoin du temps pour toi ou l'éclair. And you know you're being manipulated if someone is trying to, like, convince you to do things you don't feel comfortable doing it and ignores you until they get their way or just try to influence your feelings, your choices. And il va pas forcément y forcer que باش ديري هذيك الحاجه بصح يسي مانيبيولي كيبدل لك رايك يخليك ديري عفايس وعلى بالو بلي او فون دو تون
حبتهم. The sign.
There is also what we call guilting. Guilting here when someone makes you feel responsible for their actions or make you feel like it's your job to keep them happy. They may blame you. Yes. Ooh. They may blame you for things that are out of your control and make you feel bad for them. This includes trying to hurt themselves or others if you don't do what they say or just stay with them. They may also pressure you to do something that you're not comfortable with by claiming that it's important to them and that it will hurt their feelings if you don't do it. Exactly. Yeah. And it can also be making excuses for their unhealthy behaviors. They may blame you for other people or other people for their own actions. يعني هو يدير حاجة مش مليحة بدي يقولك باسكو انتي ما راكيش تهضري معايا بيان باسكو انتي ما راكيش تريحي معايا بزاف باسكو كدا باسكو كدا باسكو كدا. So this is what we call guilting. شغل عفايس اللي ماشي مليح فيهم يرجعوا اكوز دو توا وتاني فرصيوك انتي ديري عفايس باش زعما هما يريحوا بيان. And it's not
I think something tiny important is communication. You cannot communicate with this person. It just becomes impossible to have a respectful conversation with this person where you both like talking about the subject and treating the problems. Because like généralement had les gens the moment you try to enter in a deep communication with them and talk about the issue, they would kima gout lash out, would get angry, would just feel very threatened, or just leave you, like they just leave you on scene and they don't want to talk. And I think toxic communication or very bad communication, sometimes it happens that we have bad communication, but very bad communication, like you just cannot communicate with this person. So I think it doesn't mean this person is toxic, like we said, but this is kind of not working. So you should guys work on making it better. So yeah, communication is definitely something very important.
And yeah, okay, and بزاف like I mentioned مقبل بلي نشوفوهم في دي غولاسيون توكسيك وكي اون سو رون با كونت بلي هذاك العبد في الديبي كان معاهم مليح وهما وبدا بشويه يفزد وهما ينون با رياجي لهذوك البيهافيورز تاعو وخلاص تعليهم مال. سو ذات واي كاين بزاف ناس يقعدوا اتاشت تو هاو ذا بيرسون واز قبل ما يتبدل. جونغ سي لا بيرسون ا ايتي بيان معاها فور ا بيريود اوف تايم تجي تقول لك لا هو ولا هي كان مليح معايا and just like دير له excuses. Do you think that the feelings, by example, اسكو العبد هذا كان في الديبي يحبها ومن بعد تبدل ولا هو من الديبي كان ماشي مليح and he was just hiding كيفاش هو داير؟
I think شوفي first of all we cannot know people's feelings. D'accord? He might have loved her at some point. ولا he liked her. ولا he was very attached to her in the beginning. So I believe that real love, like if you really love that person, you wouldn't يعني give up on them or you wouldn't treat them bad. Or if you do sometimes treat them bad and I tell you that this behavior, you're like, you hurt me. You will always try to fix that problem and to correct it. فهمتي جو de te racheter envers cette personne parce que this person is important to you. Mais si cette personne shows you that he's not interested and he's not into you and he doesn't want to make efforts, you need to believe him. You shouldn't say like, no, maybe he's like, he's in pressure, maybe like he's not working. Okay, that's true. He might be in pressure, but believe me, when we content à quelque chose, والله اللي نديرو كلش pour avoir cette chose in our life. And especially men, by the way. Especially men. Men, when they want a woman, it's more than a woman. When they want a woman, they would do everything to prove their love to her.
You're right. So we think that the hardest part is to like recognize these unhealthy behaviors, but there is a harder part actually, which is how to leave a fucking toxic relationship. That's the hardest.
Okay, so I think about leaving toxic relationship. J'ai encore envie de clarifier quelque chose. I think before thinking about this, you should bring your partner, your friend, your family member, and talk with them. Because I believe if there is love, you can work out whatever it is. D'accord? Like, a lot of relationships, dysfunctional relationships can be fixed with good work and honest work and all the efforts put. Because sometimes, you feel there are two people who s'aiment, à la belle, qui bro badon, mais ils n'arrivent pas à être ensemble.
Yeah.
And they kind of hurt each other every time without really wanting to do so. So if there is love, I really want you to think about it and talk about your partner before taking the decision to leave this person. D'accord? Après, when you feel like this person is not worth it, and you know this person is not for you, and you know that if you're gonna leave this person, you wouldn't regret it, tu vois? So I think first step is to actually take the decision que je vais quitter cette personne, que je vais plus être ami avec cette personne, que je vais, par exemple, when it comes to family, it's a bit complicated, especially if it's parents, or especially parents, siblings, gashouya. So parents, it's a bit hard, but I mean, a broken هذيك bond between you and this person. So I think first step is taking the actual decision to leave the relationship, that it no longer serve you. You no longer want to be in contact with this person. So I think that's the first step. The second step, it's the thing I'm talking about, things that help me. Okay, support system. What I mean by support system is people that actually care about you, friends and family and people you just love talking to, and they make you feel better and make you feel yourself. Parce que la personne, quand elle se détache, parce que généralement, une relation toxique, avec elle est très fusionnelle. We kind of emerge into that person and into that energy, and we kind of feed from that drama we are living from. Tu vois? Donc, quand tu vas plus parler à cette personne, it's kind of like who I'm going to argue with, who I'm going to talk with. So it's a bit hard. So you should stay close, and you should talk to your friends, people that you trust that can get you. You should go out more with your family, talk to your sister, brother. I don't know, people that you trust. Okay? Because you are feeling very abandoned, very rejected, and yeah, very lonely. And encore pire if you are in a foreign country like me. C'était plus difficile pour moi de me détacher de quelques personnes, because like, j'avais pas ma famille, tu vois, et j'avais pas my friends. I really like, love them, and I know when I go out with them, I would forget anything that's bothering me. So a support system is very important. I think third step, it would be working on your self-esteem. Parce que au moment où tu kembli ma hadik la personne, you would be at your lowest. You would feel worthless. You would feel unlovable. You would feel you don't deserve anything, and everything is your fault. And you are a piece of shit. And tu vois, donc غادي تدخلي في واحد السيكل تاع how bad I am.
Yeah, and how much I deserve this.
Yeah, I think this is the point where you should really love yourself and don't be hard on it, parce que tu vas juste rendre les choses plus difficiles than they already are. Fourth step would be cutting off the communication with this person. Parce que si you always stay in contact. Okay, I'm not talking about family, guys, because family, like I said, it's very complicated. But if it's a friend, or it's a lover, an ex-lover, just cut the communication, at least in the first days, okay? First weeks, so you just can take a breath and relax with yourself and just stay away from that drama that you were involved in. Parce que si cette personne reste toujours t'nebbesh fik, tu vas pas avancer. Fifth step would be actually sticking to your decision. Parce que if you go back to talking to this person, so I think this step doesn't need any explanation. Just stick to your decision and be accountable for your words, and that's it. Okay. Parce que bon, هذه لقلهم الزيار فيها. The sixth and my favorite is this, not discovering weight. It's your hobbies. Just start practicing stuff you love. Because yes, this will just make you
happy.
Yeah. It's not you, voilà, c'est pas pour oublier, even though you will forget, mais c'est plus pour, wait, I don't want you to sedate your pain or to ignore your pain. I want you to get involved on knowing yourself and enjoying your company. That's the thing. That's the actual thing from doing stuff you love. It's enjoying being with yourself and discovering what you like and what you don't like and just having fun, because mm-hmm. having fun is important for your mental health. So I would say this is the les six étapes that helped me. So yeah, that's it. That's c'est ça le schéma de travail. And this doesn't, it applies mostly for it's bon with family, like I said, this is mostly for friends and lovers. But with family, it's a bit different. You cannot cut your parents off. Mais ce que je veux dire, c'est un peu... you just keep your distance and try not to تخلط فيهم بزاف or get into a deep conversation with them, because they would just put you down and go back to that toxic behavior. So just keep your distance from these people. Distance from these people. And hopefully everything would be fine for you. So that's how... in my opinion, you
works.
Leave a toxic relationship. You're
tout à fait. Tout à fait, oui. Donc, il faut réaliser d'abord que toi, tu mérites mieux.
Yeah.
La personne m'a dit, il faut toujours aussi comprendre que, comprendre vraiment que la vie, c'est bon, machin, like, stop. برقي ما تمدي له لي شانس ولا تمدي لها لي شانس باسكو فهمي بلي سي بون جوغ سا فا با شونجي اي سورتو بروندر لا ديسيزيون اند ستيك تو ات كيما قالت اميره
يا صح شوفي ذير از ا كويستشن كي ان بو امبروفايزد وات اف يو ار ذا توكسيك يو ار ذا توكسيك بارتنر اور تو اي لا بيرسون افيك كي ا ان فيت لو بروبليم ايفن ذو اي بليف ذا شوفي ات تيكس تو Listen, it takes two to take down a relationship. D'accord? Ça prend deux personnes pour détruire une relation, pas une seule personne. But let's say, but there is always someone li l'a b'dawr k'tar min l'akhir, d'accord? If you are the toxic person.
Exactly. Amira, choufi, l'abd li houwa fi hadouk toxic behaviors, il va pas réaliser, on remarque toujours, كي تكون متضاربه بين زوج عباد ولا غولاسيون خلاصت لي دو كوتي كل كوتي يقول لك انا اللي عندي الحق انا باغ اكزومبل كي نجي موا جو نفي با بارتي دو لا غولاسيون نقدر نحكم نقدر نقول هذه عندها الحق ولا هو عنده الحق بصح هما بيناتهم كل واحد يشوف روحو عنده الحق وما كانش كون يفيق بلي وي بالك انا اللي راني توكسيك C'est vrai, il y a des gens qui réalisent qu'ils sont toxiques, bah ça vient avec le temps et ça prend énormément de temps. You can finally admit بلي انت ما تصلحش.
C'est vrai.
And it's not something que العبد يقول وي انا ما صلحش. Okay.
And I think the actual growth start when you start questioning yourself. والله tant que tu pèses les choses sur les gens, I think you would never grow into a conscious, healthy person. You will always keep saying, because of this person, I did this. It's because of you. Okay, that person, parce qu'on bont, there is fail ولا تفعل, okay? بس احنا مسؤولين على الأفعال تاعنا. الإنسان مسؤول على his reaction to things. So I think really we should always, if you want to like start growing emotionally, you should always ask yourself. Not blame yourself and not beat yourself up, okay? Let me precise, guys. But just ask yourself. Quand tu vas faire the process, the healing process, because it's a healing process, غادي توصل واحد لو مومون when you're gonna revisit where it went wrong. And this is where you make the actual huge step. You learn from it. This is where you say, c'est pour ça, ça n'a pas marché. And that's it. You are in peace with it and you learn your lesson and you fold the book and everyone goes his own way. And you should not. And by the way, I'm someone who hates hadouk people after like they were in a relationship. Après, elle commence à détester la personne. Okay, you have the right to hate that person, but to de vouloir faire du mal à cette personne. Exactement. This is so bad. If you do this, you are the toxic person. Parce que just leave this person alone, okay? Just cette personne ne fait plus partie de ta vie. Don't waste your energy on getting your revenge. Shufi, as much as that person was bad to you, just leave them to karma.
Exactly.
Because karma is a bitch.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah.
Donc nous bedlou chouye sujet, on va parler de long distance relationships and. Je vais te poser deux questions. Who are the most questioned ones? La première, is it toxic? La deuxième, est-ce que la distance risque de tuer l'amour entre deux personnes? What do you think?
Pardon, c'est pardon. Can you please say it again?
So long distance relationships. Est-ce que toxique? Et est-ce que la distance risque de tuer l'amour entre deux personnes? What do you think?
So is distance relationship toxic? No, we cannot say this. It's unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Mais c'est il faut savoir que c'est une relation qui sort des normes parce que une relation c'est two people in the same place. Arrête. There are two people in the same place. So هذاك العائق تاع the distance is hard and is gonna make things harder on them, but it's not toxic. We said what are the signs of a toxic relationship?
Yeah,
above. And for the second question, you said sorry.
Est-ce que l'amour peut tuer? Est-ce que la distance plutôt?
La distance peut tuer l'amour. That's a tricky question. Parce que l'amour, if it goes away with distance, that's just sad. For example, I'm gonna give you an example. Your parents, tu vas, il va venir un jour. Where you gonna leave them? I'm an example. Do I love them less? Pas du tout. Pas du tout. Mais on va dire que tu joues d'or. When sometimes you would just kind of emerge on that virtual world with that person. Genre cette personne, elle va devenir very virtual. Tu vois?
Genre, I'm talking to this person.
Exactement. هاد الانسان كعيش مع هاد الانسان ولا هاد الانسان كعيش مع بزاف في لو موند فيرتوال جونغ راني نهضر معاك ابل اند ذن باغ اكزومبل تناشعنا اند ذن قطعت اي ذاتس ذا اند اوف ات باغ كونتر كي تكون مع داك الانسان دابز معاه ما تقولش ما تهضرش معاه ما تهضرش معاه ابري يو تيرن but this person is still next to you. If you just turn your face, you would see them and you would smile and that would be it. So distance it makes things harder. And ça absorbe. Je sens que je donne toujours had l'exemple. I say like I feel like distance. What it does, genre, my emotion would be like rainbow. هكا قوس قزح. بس حوالي يفوتوا في الفون. They just ils sortent comme rien en fait, noir et blanc. They just absorb all the feelings, all and all what I want to say, and all my emotions and my energy. Et je deviens just like a flat thing. Y a pas de texture. There is no texture to what I'm saying. So no, I don't think distance kills the love. Mais it's turbine, oui. Turbine, voilà, c'est ça. Turbine. Donc you need to double work it. Relationship is already hard.
Mm-hmm.
So with distance, it's double work. And my golden advice would be to always meet this person. يعني ديرو deadlines. For example, we shouldn't go more than 3 months without meeting, and 1 month. It depends. Every couple and their own, their own thing. Exactly. Donc voilà. C'est...
Exactly.
What do you think, Tia, about distance relationship? Since the confinement, I think you are a bit in it. Did you feel any confinement نقص l'amour entre vous?
Non.
Non, ça rend les choses difficiles.
In my opinion, Tani, I think that long distance relationships can be very functioning and healthy, but they just have to be done with the right people. Hadam again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yes, donc nous allons un peu le sens contraire. And I want to know, what do you think are the signs li lazmi ykounou for a successful / healthy relationship? Which is signs, like yeah. behaviors.
Yeah, the pillars. Yeah. I think first thing, definitely. Chufi, Anna, j'ai three rules
mm-hmm.
for every relationship to function. Okay? هنا تقي تعرفي لا سي تيون غولاسيون توكسيك بون على هاد الأساس تقيسي. I think it would be respect, communication and commitment. These three rules. Okay? Ça سي on va dire c'est même pas rules. This like basic تاع any relationship with a human being. Mais après on va plus we're gonna deep dive in it a bit. I would say first thing it's honesty. Il y a pas d'ordre, d'accord, mais I'm just gonna talk honesty. Like you can be as much authentic and yourself with this person, and you are very transparent with each other. There is no lies. Lies kills the love. They can kill the love. Cette personne, you kind of end up being with someone that you don't know when this person is a liar. So honesty always make things better. And even Chofi, des fois on se dit bli, oh, je préfère mentir parce que je me trouve les problèmes. But bitch, I advise you to say the truth because even if it hurts, it's better than lying because Chofi كذاب دائما يبان انا نؤمن بها الكذاب دائما يبان طريقه قصيره قد ما طول بيه الحياه you will end up knowing if that person is lying to you or not. So honesty is very important. And second super looper important thing is respect. And Anna, the more I grow up, I'm developing a kind of very sensitive relationship with respect. Respect for me equal love. Wallah. Because see, شوفي. We are in a room. If you don't respect that person you love, love just go out of the window. Y a pas d'amour sans respect.
Exactly.
Donc le respect is like, je sais pas, c'est je crois que c'est la chose la plus importante dans une relation healthy relationship. Respect. Respect that person, his what he loves to do in his life. His intimate moments, his personal life, his choices, his hobbies. I don't know, that person as a human being, you respect him and you care about his feelings and you just are a decent human being with him. So respect would be the second one. I think trust is very important. You are able to trust this person, to be vulnerable with them, to be able to go very deep in conversation with them without feeling threatened or any
sort of... Yeah, this is what we call a good communication.
It's yeah, and كتبتها, good communication is تاني also, c'est primordial, good communication. I feel in safe and stable. Stability, I think, is also very important in relationships. C'est pas it's not a roller coaster, up, down. Alors que, even though life is like this, sometimes there is ups and sometimes there is downs, mais généralement, ça devrait pas être très, very strong, you know, very overwhelming, where you just can't handle it. So feeling safe and stable, support is very important. This person supports what you do. They support your work, your projects. Ça aussi, c'est très important. And friendship. And je suis une personne qui believe that a healthy relationship, a romantic relationship, you should be friend with that person.
Yeah.
Parce que it kind of creates a different bond.
Yeah, tu peux pas juste t'arrêter la personne and just like...
Why? You cannot be just romantic or a lover. Tu vois, genre, a friend is someone qui peut vraiment te connaître toi-même avec cette personne. Vraiment, tu caches rien. You are really naked. Tu vois, avec cette personne. Naked dans le sens, mais t'es couché à tomber. Dans le sens spirituel, on va dire comme ça. So, I think this, for me, c'est un peu ça. Allez, après, tu peux me dire ce, for you, what is it?
Tout à fait, tout à fait. Good communication, surtout to have common interests.
Yeah, c'est vrai.
Yeah. Trust, sacrificing for each other, investing.
Compromising.
Surtout,
yeah.
Investing surtout time in the relationship. I don't know, making your relationship a high priority.
Commitment.
Yeah. So what do we have? Mutual respect, you just said that. And also something which is very, very important is physical attraction.
It's important. Yeah,
like, on a beau dire non, oui, le physique, mais physical attraction is so important.
Exactly. I believe that you can have a chic, and you can have a physical attraction. He would be just a friend. Physical attraction is kind of the thing that makes the difference.
من هاي واللي
يلعب يخدع
ويشوف
بنفسه
exactly.
Yeah. You have to be honest. Honesty is where the chemistry happens. Because you can have honesty, respect, trust, support with your friend.
Yeah.
So you don't have like physical attraction with your friend. Just love them.
You like them physically.
C'est exact, c'est ce qui fait, c'est ce qui rend les choses romantiques, on va dire. What makes it romantic relationship. So yeah, true. Voilà, c'est ça. Mais ça, c'est...
Yeah.
Okay. Can we like est-ce qu'on peut avoir une healthy relationship?
Yeah.
I guess I boost. So if you want to see a healthy relationship, you should be attracted physically.
First of all.
First of all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we reached the end of the episode. Last thing I want from you, Amira, is to share with us anything you learned from your past relationship.
شوفي honestly I will just give one advice والله جيم با ترو بافاردي باسكو عبك انسان ما يعقلش كتكثر له بزاف هذا I would say just trust your gut I believe that we all have that inner voice inside us that always tell us like listen Amira ce que tu fais est mal ولا this thing is not gonna work or this person is not good for you and my cat is giving his last words too So I think following your gut and ne pas ignorer hadik la personne au fond de toi voilà it would ça va t'éviter beaucoup de chagrin et de stuff that you could have avoided so guys please don't ignore your guts and go with your gut when you feel something is off just listen to it give it time
yeah
and dive into it that's it trust your gut
and thank use you it Amira thank you so much for this advice
so
yeah thank you so much
ما قلناهوش بلي هاد البودكاست نغشنا باش درناه
واه من رمضان
كل خاطر شي صرا مون ديو Mais c'est pas grave. Et tout ça, là, j'aime trop parler de mental health and this kind of stuff. It's very modest, my knowledge, mais j'aime trop partager ce que j'ai, en fait.
Ok, Amira, voilà. Thank you so much, honey. Goodbye.
Thank you, sweetheart. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.